Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello, you are listening to the Dork Forest with Jackie Cation. I, coincidentally enough, am Jackie Cation. You know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, if you enjoy a determiner. The Dork Forest is a podcast that's on all the platforms, your iTunes, and then I populate it over to YouTube. It's on Stitcher and Pandora and Spotify, but wherever you listen to podcasts, hopefully it makes it available in 1,000 different ways. It is November, and I'll also use this for December. This month, I ask that you not donate to the Dork Forest. If you want to support the Dork Forest, you can. You can order from Amazon using the tiny link that just takes you to Amazon and you order like normal. You can buy merch on the store page on JackieCation.com. You can go to the Bandcamp DorkForest.com and buy extra episodes and stories and stuff if you like to do that. You can come and see me do stand-up comedy, at which my tour is all over JackieCation.com. And in November and December, I'm actually on the road quite a bit, including Minneapolis and Madison, Wisconsin. So those are my... But don't donate. Don't use the PayPal button to donate. And if you're doing it monthly, know that your donation will be going to the LA Food Bank. Because what I ask is that you don't donate to the Dork Forest in November and December, and instead donate to your local food bank. Go to feedingamerica.com if you are in the United States. Put in your zip code, and it'll tell you your local food bank. Or you can just Google the words food bank and the name of your town. That happens all over the world. You can do that anywhere in the world. But just for these 2 months, help people around you. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, we should do the credits. Yes, Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song with Sarah Cohen, his wife, and he will sing his version of the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady fixes this audio, and Vilmos, still fixing JackieCation.com, bless his heart. Anyway, let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room with Tig Notaro. We don't know how it's going to go. I believe in it, though. What do you think, Tig Notaro?
Well, I just have to tell you, there's a subtle difference between Notaro and Notaro.
Oh, there is? Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy Notaro?
My whole family has for generations. I've really enjoyed it.
Allow me. Hi, this is Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room with Tig Notaro.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Well played. I'm pretty good. You don't really do the internet. This is usually the point where I tell people where they can find you on Twitter, but I was you for a day. On Twitter.
What do
you
mean?
Know that that's still
right.
Happening?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea that that ball
no,
is continuing
I do.
To be passed?
I do. How long ago were you me on Twitter?
Probably 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Year and a half. Yeah. It was a real nice day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good.
I felt real obligated to find out what you were doing and tell people about it.
What was I doing?
I think you might have had a show at Largo.
Mm-hmm.
I looked around. I Googled you. I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
And then right around the eighth or ninth hour, I was like, why don't you give it up?
You didn't research me because you were vaguely familiar with me. Wasn't that kind of thing.
No. I just wanted to know where you were working so that if I were going to plug something,
mm-hmm.
Tig Notaro fans.
Sure.
I said to myself.
Well, Funny or Die started the Twitter account for me mm-hmm. because... I didn't have a Twitter account, and so I still to this day have never tweeted in my life.
You still don't have a Twitter account. You know who does? A comic from Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Who's helping you out.
It's fun because I hear about it.
Do you hear about it regularly? People.
Well, people, like how you're saying, I tweeted for you. Or my wife was doing a TV show. I guess she's doing a TV show this week, and it's the same TV show. And she said that the person on the show with her said that she tweeted for me.
Has your wife ever tweeted for you? Has she, anyone ever? That'd be gutsy stuff. Hey, could you tweet for Tig today?
I wonder if she has. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, the responsibility of tweeting for you is you are you're in charge of the Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to find the next person.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Maybe
did you know
so.
How it was? Yeah, you probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm but sure. Sometimes it rattles off the rails and my even though Funny or Die started it for me, my assistant does keep track and make sure that it didn't like
get turned over to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Another imaginary being.
Sure. We were talking about God earlier.
Earlier, I brought up God, and then you're like, sure,
sure,
sure. That's fine.
Sure. But yeah, so I have never tweeted. People will sometimes be like, hey, I got a show tonight. Can you tweet for me? And I'm like, if I can get a hold of somebody that knows somebody, but
yes, yes, I can.
Yeah.
I wonder if I will.
Uh-huh.
No, probably not. I actually did that very thing today. I tweeted, I direct messaged on Twitter. Mm. It's a great story.
Oh,
Chris Fairbanks.
Let me settle in.
Settle in. Chris Fairbanks, to ask him, because he actually, I'm doing a show in Bend, Oregon.
I just got back from there.
Did you?
I
could
did.
You tweet out for me that?
Let me call Chris and see if he can write a letter to you.
Throw out a bottle into the ocean. And because I asked the woman who's running the venue, uh-huh. I was like, who did well? Anyone do well mm-hmm. that I should ask to maybe tweet out the ticket link? And she said, well, Chris Fairbanks did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, I know him.
Well,
Yeah, he has yet to respond to that.
But, there is a, when does this episode come out?
This will come out December 17th.
Oh my gosh, this is really down the road.
Right, do you want it to come out tomorrow? Because it actually can't.
can it come out, can it stream live?
Let me just plug that in. No, I don't have, I don't have that technology either. Just got a coffee table here.
Well, just real quick about Bend, Oregon,
yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Is a delicious plant-based restaurant there.
Oh.
Called Fix and Repeat.
I'll eat there.
It's so good, Jackie.
I'm looking forward to, I love, now when you say plant-based, is it?
Vegan.
Right, it's vegan, but is it more than, I like vegetables.
Sure.
Is there more to it when it says plant,
it's just raw carrots with a napkin.
It's glass shaved of water. Up and then some balsamic thrown
sure.
on it. But
is it more than vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like beans, like whatever it says plant-based.
Uh-huh.
That just means that it's got proteins and as well as
it
vegetables.
Means it's fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, all that kind of stuff.
Just so it has all the nutrients in it so that you don't have to freak out and go, but I'm not getting enough protein or whatever.
Well, that's nonsense.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It is. It is such nonsense because there's protein in hummus, in...
Oh, there's sort of small amounts or smaller amounts than
large.
Large.
People think you can only get protein...
From the moo.
From the moo.
Yeah.
What does the moo get its protein from? Grass.
The grass.
Yeah.
But then it processes it. And then I have a burger. No?
Jackie,
I could go right to the grass.
Open a book.
Open
Jackie.
A book.
Jackie.
I refuse. I refuse to look up something that would... Because you've said that you've had that Impossible Burger, too.
I did. I had it for lunch today.
Oh, did you have it this very day?
This very day.
Did you go to Burger King?
No. I went to Crossroads because it was my assistant's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so we went out and...
Took her out to a nice vegan... Is she vegan?
He is not.
Oh, are they? Ooh, I like that twist.
Yeah.
Are they vegan? They, so he is not.
I just realized I don't want to talk about Christine. I want to talk about plant-based food.
Well,
I want to dork out on it.
Guess what? Guess what's happening? We're doing it right now. We're 7 minutes in.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this.
Yeah. Are you logging 7 minutes?
Yes, I am vegan.
We're at 7:01. Still talking about grass.
6:53. Go. Still talking. I can't eat grass.
Well, I'm not asking you to eat grass.
Okay.
If you were,
yeah.
I'd be thrilled.
Right.
I wouldn't stop you.
No. Yeah. Well, it's a choice for each and every one of us. What
it
we
sure
choose
is.
To eat.
Pretty much everything we do.
Right. You can't, people can't boss you unless
we're at
you
7:04.
And
grass.
Scene.
But yeah, no, there's protein. There's so much protein in foods that are not meat or dairy. And so you can get your
all your proteins, all your trace minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere. I like a bean.
Well,
I like a legume.
Okay.
Green bean kind of annoys me, quite honestly.
I wouldn't eat them if they annoy you.
Right, if they're bugging the shit out of me.
You know,
don't do it.
But beans are high in protein.
Right.
But also, you know, it's really good to eat is white beans, because white beans are really good for your brain. So you get a double whammy there.
Oh, the double whammy. I think I have a can that says the northern white bean. Is that...
Great.
Is that the bean?
Make sure the can doesn't have a dent in it.
I'm going to... That's something I do pay attention to.
Can make
to.
You sickly.
I'm told, though, that a new dent is fine. That seems like a gamble.
But don't, like, try and dent your can. You
right.
know?
Just to live on the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or to see if they were right.
Right. What about now? I dent. Clonk. And now I open it and I don't die.
Right.
So what do you do?
You will die. I don't know if it'll be from the can.
It's true. TikTok. What?
Ooh.
How long do you cook the plant-based foods much?
I, when you say cook,
right.
Sometimes it's just prepare.
Okay.
But usually in the refrigerator, we do, which is also what I'm about to mention, high in protein, quinoa. We usually have a bowl of quinoa in there. And one of my favorite meals is, I've never been on a podcast where someone takes unnecessary notes.
I can't. You guys know that Tig Notaro is very funny.
But truly, what? I can't figure out what is triggering a note. Because
I'm tearing up a little bit here, you guys.
Tell me about your notes.
Tell me about your fridge. Okay. What's in the fridge?
Okay.
I'll tell you about the notes, the next note.
Okay. I want to back up. I want to let you know that I also have what's very, very important in any diet. And I feel like plant-based and vegan people kind of overcompensate because people worry, oh, you're not getting enough of this or that. And you're actually, a lot of times, if you're eating right, getting very nutrient-rich rich food.
Okay.
And so I, like many vegan and plant-based people, which is the same thing, basically.
Okay.
I overcompensate. So I have a bunch of seeds, and I have a mixture that I add to a lot of meals, which is hemp seeds, chia seeds, sesame seeds. I also add nutritional yeast.
Okay.
I add a mushroom powder mix, which the powder is made of, I think, 17 to 19 different mushrooms, and those are cancer-fighting mushrooms.
Okay.
And what else is in that mixture? It's a lot of stuff, and it's very high protein.
Quick question.
And
yeah,
high nutrient-rich seeds.
Food. Yes.
Yes.
Does the mushroom powder taste like mushrooms? I love mushrooms.
It does taste like mushrooms. Good. And but I only put a little bit in
just
there.
Just a little bit of a powder, because it's... Yeah.
Because you can definitely taste it. But when it's in the mix of everything else, it's just kind of this savory seed powder mix.
Right.
That I'll put in soups or plant-based meat type things.
You know what I like? I like seitan.
Okay.
Which is, here's the old-timey vegetarian meats that I've always enjoyed. Because I do like...
A block of tofu.
I don't mind a block of tofu.
I'm not a huge fan.
It has to be... you know how, like, you go to a store and they have different firmness?
I do know that, Jackie.
Let me tell you something.
What if that's what I didn't know?
I don't know how long you've thought about eating tofu, but it's been years.
Clearly haven't given much thought to plant-based food.
Right.
But you just...
But let me just blow your
told
mind.
Me about...
There's different firmness when it comes to tofu.
My God, Jackie, tell me.
Have you tried to cook different kinds of them? I did a little experiment once back in the 90s, 12th century. Long
too
time
jiggly.
Ago. Yeah, too much beeswax. I always get a firm because I like what's happening at a Chinese restaurant, for example. Like they usually sear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's done with a tofu or a tamari or something along those lines to make it flavorful,
uh-huh.
But not wet.
Here's I said something that's not true. I said I don't like tofu because it's too jiggly. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm thinking about
it. If only I had written down the time code. I could have deleted it.
You could have just written jiggly. Is that where you're planning on editing? If no. I say something like that,
I pull out a little clip for people. Okay. People like to hear a little clip day before the show comes out. I write down a time code of a time when I laughed or I thought something was interesting. You said the word quinoa, and I said, oh, she's going to tell me about quinoa.
All right. All right. So these are little cackle notes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. They're just Oop, write it down. There's another
I'm
one.
I'm not going to do it every time.
Okay, so.
Especially not today, yes.
One of my favorite tofu prepared meals is at Mandarat in Los Angeles on Beverly Boulevard. Oop, here comes a note.
Well, I'm writing down Crossroads because I forgot to.
Okay,
and
now
Mandarat.
Okay.
I don't know how you spell Mandarat.
M-A-N-D-E-R-E-T? E-T-T-E, something like that.
There we go.
It's on Beverly. It's near Largo. It's near the Beverly Center.
Okay-ish.
And it's between Fairfax and La Cienega.
Okay.
And so they have this quite jiggly tofu that's breaded or fried. And it is...
And yet still kind of jiggly in the middle?
Yeah. And I... Jackie, I love it.
Well...
Let's go to commercial.
Taking a break now, you guys. Always remember when you buy tofu. No, I got nothing. So
yeah, some.
But so you, it looks like there's a pretty good selection of vegan restaurants now out there.
Oh my gosh, not
especially
just in Los Angeles. So many in Los Angeles, so many in New York, so many in all the major cities.
Right.
But going on tour, which it's never been a drag for me.
Right.
I enjoy touring. Mm-hmm. I try to take care of myself when I'm on tour and have a little.
Remember when you were sleeping in people's living rooms? Remember that gig?
Am I known for that?
In my mind, you are, because I'd never wanted to do it.
Doing the house tour.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yes, those days are over.
Yeah, good call. Not that those weren't lovely people, I'm sure.
They were lovely people. In fact, Bend, Oregon. Slept in their house.
Okay.
Grandma lived with them. Couldn't hear a thing.
What is the name of the place in Bend that you went to? What was that restaurant?
It is called Fix and Repeat.
Okay.
And, so. I've only been vegan for about 3 years now, and it's changed my life. I don't know if word has gotten out, but I've had a lot of medical issues.
I think word might have gotten out.
Okay. So,
which is why I'm glad you're using the mushroom powder.
Yeah.
Because you had the C thing.
I had several C things. I had cancer.
Right.
I had a thing called C. diff, which was disease eating my intestines.
Oof.
And anyway, so among many other
crabs? Have you ever had crabs?
I have not had crabs.
It starts with a C.
I mean, I know it starts with a C. But I don't know that my diet would change having crabs.
Oh, well, you might reintroduce seafood. You don't know.
I know. I just don't think anything that I eat would clear out some little creepy crawlies. But anyway, I changed my diet 3 years ago, and it changed my life, and I feel very thankful for it. And I now, when I go on tour, I can't wait to get to whatever town I'm going. And I have this app called Happy Cow. And take a note, please. Everyone listening right now.
Happy Cow.
Happy Cow. You get it for your phone.
Okay.
And which I guess is what apps are.
I'm going to write down the word app next to it.
And
that'll be fun for all of us.
And Happy Cow, it can tell you where within mileage, the closest vegan restaurant. Then you can, if you find nothing, it'll give you the closest vegetarian restaurants.
Okay.
Then it goes to vegetarian, veggie options.
Oh, right.
So it's very helpful on the road for me. And I can't wait when I get to Memphis or Louisville.
To fire it up.
Or Bend, Oregon. I'm just like, I can't wait. And I rarely come across a restaurant that isn't mind-blowing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's what I tend to do. What I'm looking for is someone... I'm looking for what I like to call my people. So when I go to a town, I use an app. I don't know if you've heard of this app.
My people?
Yelp.
Yelp.
Yeah. It starts with a Y. Anyway, what you
those
do
are
that,
your people? Those,
no. What you do is you type in, it's a very specific use of the Yelp app.
Oh.
You type in the words, pour over coffee. And
pour the, over coffee.
Yeah. It's a very specific, very irritating way of making coffee. Makes it takes a long time to get that cup of coffee because they what they do is they just put a cone above a cup and then you have everybody watches while they pour hot water into it.
Wait, yeah. Wait, I'm truly confused.
Right. It's let's say
you like that kind of coffee.
I don't mind a pour over coffee. It just takes a long time. But the thing is it's a very specific way of making coffee. It means that coffee dorks are there.
Yeah.
It means that people
so you seek it out.
Yes.
Because you know that'll be a good cup of coffee.
I know that it'll first of all it'll be a good cup of coffee, but it'll also have people who care about weird things like pour over coffee. So if you're ever in Omaha and you need to find the
which I'm going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
And you want to find the maybe the 20 people that are awesome in Omaha very quickly. Like if you want to find them all in one place, they'll be there writing scripts. They'll be there. And it looks like Happy Cow is probably another good place because it's just – it's where it's kind of a friend of mine calls them Groovers. Is you want to go hang out where the Groovers are?
The Grovers or
Groovers? Her nickname is actually Grove, my friend.
I feel like you're just lying. Any word I say, you just add it to the story.
I will. Ooh,
that Groovers?
Is a Rivers. It's a, what it is. It's right by a river. No, Groovers.
Groovers.
Yeah, Groovers. Essentially, kind of hippie skippies. Uh-huh. Like so, someone with a decent
more made up words,
right? What people of a like minded politically, like minded.
Are you crazy?
Slightly.
Okay.
Just I am not crazy. What happened? I'm insane. Did you ever hear this?
Oh.
Did you ever hear this great story, Tim?
Let's hear it.
It's the difference between crazy and insane. Crazy means you got to get locked up. Insane just means that you're not all there. So let's say you have. A pie, and you cut it into 8 pieces, and I give you a piece of pie. I still have most of a pie, but I'm not all there. So that's I'm slightly insane, but I'm not crazy, is what I'm saying. I still got most of my pie, is what I'm telling you.
Do you like pie?
I have actually learned to like pie.
Oh.
I didn't. I used to like
who gave you such a hard lesson?
People
only made, ice cream?
Yeah, people liked shitty pie. The people made shitty pie in my life. Like pancakes. I never liked pancakes.
Really?
Yeah. There was some bad pancake makings as a child. Who hurt me? Let me tell you, food-wise, Nancy Cation is her name. And,
is this your mother?
Stepmother.
And stepmother?
She was in many ways a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking was not, she didn't like it.
She wasn't the saint of cooking.
No, she didn't want any part of it, but every morning she would make us a full breakfast.
She had to feed the little birds.
She had to feed, like baby birds, and Mondays and Wednesdays.
How many kids? There was a gaggle,
six,
right?
Yeah. Mondays and Wednesdays were egg days. Tuesdays and Thursdays were pancake days. In Thursdays, there was fruit in the pancake. She was a great loss to the Austrian army. So, but here's the thing about pancake with fruit in it. She would get the Bisquick or whatever.
Yeah.
Put a can of peaches in. Too much liquid. And then she would cook it and it would all be sort of wet. It was gross.
And what did the little baby bird Jackie do about this?
Oh, Clean Plate Club.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Youngest of six. There's, you got to go to school.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want to wrap it up. Eat the foods.
Eat the foods.
Eat the foods. The foods have calories.
Uh-huh.
You have to go think for a living.
Yeah.
For the next 6 hours. Get out.
Yeah.
Come home.
So she was like, you got to finish it all.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. You were like, this is disgusting.
This is not good.
Uh-huh.
This is a not a positive experience food-wise.
Yeah. And what would have been your ideal situation where you're like, this is disgusting. And she's like, that's all I'm making. Would you take a few bites or would you be like, I'm just going to go without?
No, there was no, there was, I remember one of my brothers sitting there. It was like some sort of bad after school special where he had to sit there and finish everything on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold.
Yeah.
And he eventually did. And we all have eating disorders. No, we don't. But it's like you would think we all have issues with food.
I, my, um, I, I don't know if I should tell this story. I'm going to skip it. It's not.
Should I write down the time code?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let people know that this was skippity
doo da.
This would be the place where we were going to skip something. There you go. Good for me. Okay. So, but were you raised eating pretty good? Like, were your parents good cooks?
Well, my mother and father split up when I was a baby bird.
So you didn't. What did you do? How did you cause that? What did you say? Was it something you said?
I was 6 months old.
It was definitely something you said. I was three.
Or didn't say.
Right.
My mother remarried, and she actually married a gourmet chef.
Oh, my God. I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. And my mother would cook, but she didn't like to, and maybe wasn't great at it, but she made things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
There were meals.
Yeah, there were meals. And then my stepfather, even though he was very talented, he's a very kind of rigid, removed person.
Okay.
And it sounds more exciting than it was, but he would only cook maybe once a year. On maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas,
right?
Or maybe twice a year.
Well, and maybe because that was that his work?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So you would have thought that he would have wanted to.
You would have thought, but no chance.
No chance.
But he's, you know, whenever he comes out to Los Angeles now to see our children, he's very, very impressed by and interested in vegan cuisine.
Oh, interesting.
So whenever he's in town.
You try to take him to one of what is a growing list of great places to eat here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the valley?
Is there do you want me to get Happy Cow out?
Well, here's what
I can tell you. Well, we don't want to reveal where you live, right?
Well, people, I'm in the book. It's I don't mean to...
You're in the phone book?
I'm in the phone book.
Are you really?
Yes. It's an attainable goal.
Make a note. Make an edit.
Here's what I have to say. Henny Youngman and Malcolm X were both in the book.
Were they?
Yeah. Henny Youngman said he was in the book just in case someone wanted to book him, which was very funny because he had an agent. Malcolm X said that he was in the book because his enemies never had any problem finding him. It was his friends who couldn't find him. So that's why he was in the book.
And has anyone ever found you or tried to reach out or?
I occasionally get a card in the mail for like Christmas with money in it, which.
So I had your correct address.
It was the very first person who ever donated to the Dork Forest, a guy named Ken Baker. Hey, Ken.
Hello, Mr. Baker.
He sent me a $100 bill one year, like 10 or 11 years ago.
That's so
and
nice.
And he was like, "You've just given me a lot of entertainment. I thought I'd send you this and Merry Christmas."
That's
and
so I was nice. Like,
and so I emailed him and I said, "Hey, Kent, you're never getting this money back. But why did you do it?" And he goes, and he said, "Well, I just looked you up and then I sent you a thing. And I just think you should put a PayPal up or something." And so I put a PayPal up.
And people just send you cash?
And people donate to the Dork Forest.
That's so nice.
Yeah, but not in November and December. In November and December, I ask people not to. I want them to find their local food bank.
Uh-huh, sure.
You can go to, here's a nice website, feedingamerica.com.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, what you do is you put your zip code in. And then all of a sudden, you know that there's a place, or you could just Google the words food bank and the name of your town.
Yeah.
And then you can give them the money that you were going to give me. And then in January, you can give me money again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so you're like just screw everyone year round until the holidays. That's your thing.
That's my thing. And if you donate to me in November and December, know that I will be getting credit from the LA Food Bank for your donation because it just goes to the LA Food Bank.
Let's go to commercial. okay. Crimsey's Cajun Kitchen is closest to you.
Okay.
It's 2.46 miles. I've eaten there.
You've eaten there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what's a major cross street? Crimsey's Cajun Kitchen. Who doesn't want Cajun vegan food? I do.
Well, then this is the place for you, my dear.
Yeah.
This is it's on Victory Boulevard, 12900 Victory Boulevard in North Hollywood, California, 91606.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's
there's
enough.
Also Leo's Superfood Bakery and Deli.
I've driven by Leo's.
Okay, there's a veggie grill. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff within 5 miles of you.
Sure, as the crow flies, I'm in favor of it.
And it does.
Crows do fly.
Crows will fly.
There's also a really good steak joint about 3 blocks.
How dare you?
That way, and it's delicious. Argentinian people.
Speaking of crows flying,
yeah,
I just have to tell you, and I tell everyone, I probably told you backstage in D.C., my son Max said to me, unprompted, we were sitting on the couch together, but separately, doing our own thing. And he's three.
Parallel play. He's three.
Parallel play. He said, it can be tricky to touch a bird.
Just unsolicited.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
He is
correct.
He is so, so correct. It can be so tricky, Jackie.
What do you think it means?
I think it means clearly there's been an attempt. There has been quite possibly several attempts.
It can be tricky.
It can be tricky to touch a bird. And we were just sitting inside. It's on his mind.
It's on his mind. He's like, they're just right there. Yeah. And you'd think.
And yet you can't.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's tricky.
You know why? They got a good juke move. They got that thing where it's an athletic bird.
It's I'm out of here move.
Yeah. I don't want to be squozed by a 3-year-old.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't want to become dinner.
Right. Kids are probably vegan, huh?
My kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole family is, except the cat. The cat insists on canned wet meat.
Well.
In fact, that's how we call her.
Doesn't it sound delicious?
Yeah. Well, in the mornings when she's meowing, we're like, you ready for your canned wet meat? Come on, let's go get your canned wet meat. And she's like, meow,
meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. Rangers, it's Jackie Cation giving you a simplehealth.com ad. I love it when I discover companies that make life just a little bit easier for someone, for women, really. And the one I learned about recently is called Simple Health, and it's a total game changer for women's health. If you're on birth control, looking to get back on, or want to try it for the first time, then you know how difficult, annoying, and honestly confusing that process can be. There's a lot of judgment in some places, and from figuring out what method you want to dealing with refills at the pharmacy or remembering to renew your prescription, it's not that simple. But simplehealth.com, huh? They're changing all that with online birth control prescriptions and free home delivery, making birth control accessible, convenient, and affordable for all women. Here's how it works. You go to simplehealth.com/dork. You fill out an online health profile with your medical history, conditions, and birth control preferences. Whether you already know the exact brand you want or need, something to skip periods and manage acne, Simple Health has got you covered. A licensed doctor will review your information, determine if you're a good candidate for birth control, and write you a prescription for the right method, whether that's the pill, patch, or ring. Then your birth control ships to your door for free on a recurring reschedule, so you never have to worry about forgetting a refill or missing a pill again. Simple Health is designed by doctors, and every patient is carefully reviewed by a doctor, so they're bringing the doctor's office to you, meaning you can skip the hassle of appointments and pharmacy lines, but still get quality care. Plus, their doctors and customer care team are just a text message away. So, whether you have general questions, need your prescription changed, or need assistance with cost, they're committed to finding the right fit for you. This is such a good idea. This is, women need control over their own health process. And in a lot of states in the United States, healthcare is hard to get for women, and birth control in particular. And this should just be a gimme. It should be a given. So, the great thing about Simple Health is that it's free with most insurance plans. So you can pay absolutely nothing to use this service every month. For those without insurance, it's still super affordable. Pills start at $15 a month, and monthly shipping is free for everyone. So the annual prescription is usually $20, but Rangers of the Dork Forest can try Simple Health for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/dork or enter the code DORK at checkout. And I need to mention, of course, that this is not a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor. You still need to go to your doctor, get a pap smear, get a mammogram, get all of your healthcare needs. Just go get normal checkups for your parts, obviously, right? And so you'll still need to get those for overall health, but this is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. So try a better way to get birth control with Simple Health by going to simplehealth.com/dork or just enter the code dork at checkout. Give it a try and thank me later. And let's get back into the show.
But yeah, no, the boys, the wife, I was away for almost 2 weeks and I was in so much pain. I've been in chronic pain for 21 years.
Right.
And so I just thought, well, maybe I just need to really do some research. And what kept coming up was diet.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And as far as inflammation and pain, everything.
Right.
And vegan diet specifically. And so I thought, well, I'm going to be on the road for 2 weeks. Might as well just spend 2 weeks eating 100% vegan and just see how I feel.
Right.
And I did. And 4 days in, there was a noticeable difference.
Really?
Yeah.
So without any supplements or any sort of...
Not a supplement at all.
There's no weird rando pills?
No. And I can't say that everything was better.
Yeah.
But there was noticeable difference in my joints, in my stomach, everything. I even felt like there was even a clarity to my vision.
Okay.
And, it was very, very odd. And so.
Well, it makes sense to some extent, just because, you know, they always say that medicine is something you put inside your body to affect change of your metabolism or of your constitution. And what do we put in our bodies all the time is food. So if you put good food in, you should have better results. And so.
Well, yes. I always talk about how if you consider your body to be a car, like if you think about it as a car.
Right.
And you put diesel in,
mm-hmm.
and it calls for gas.
Yep.
It's not going to run.
It's going to run poorly.
Well, it's not going to run.
At all.
No.
Oh. Wait a minute. Maybe your dorkdom is cars. I did not know that.
And then,
it won't run at all?
I don't believe it
okay.
will.
Right.
Diesel is a completely different... It's like putting grape juice in. I think it's not gonna work.
Does it taste like grape? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so
and then if you put lowest grade gasoline, it'll run. But it'll probably get some knocks. You know.
Yeah.
It's probably not gonna be great.
Okay.
And then you go up a level.
Yep.
Better. If you give your car the best possible high octane gasoline. Sweet, sweet ride.
Sweet ride.
Yeah.
So
same thing with your body.
Same thing. And it turns out that I think that some people just process the food differently. And clearly your body was like, nope. Because if you can eat a Burger King Impossible Burger
mm-hmm.
and it's still vegan and lovely and it doesn't hurt.
What do you mean hurt?
Well, like if you're like, it's not Burger King that's doing it. It's the meat that's doing it.
Uh-huh.
So, because when I think of Burger King, I don't think, hey, I'm going to go get a healthy meal over at the Burger King.
Sure.
But if it were more like if, so I think that you are in some way sort of reactive to meat and to animal based foods and not nitrates, because a Burger King Impossible Burger has also got some science involved, I'm pretty sure.
Sure. And I have to say, I don't, for me to eat an Impossible Burger, it's very rare.
Okay.
Today was like a celebratory, let's get an Impossible Burger.
Like a treat.
Yeah.
Like a rare event.
Right.
Okay.
Whereas I normally try to eat a little more towards the whole food
Right.
Cleaner.
Yeah, just
kind of living.
Like a less processed.
Exactly. Like one of the meals that when you asked if I cooked.
Yeah.
And I said sometimes it's not cooking, but sometimes it's preparing food. Yeah. To catch back up with that long ago time.
Exactly. Let me look at my notes anyway.
One of my favorite meals, mm-hmm. and it's so chock full of nutrients.
Okay.
Is quinoa.
Right. A grain.
Yes. Okay. It is a grain. It is a cooked grain. Mm-hmm. And let's say we have half a cup of quinoa.
How do you prepare it? I've tried to, I make really good rice.
Uh-huh.
I can make bulgur. I can make barley.
Is this a moment for you to just brag?
This is me bragging about different grains I can make. Quinoa, not one of them. Every time I've tried to make it. Couscous, I nail a couscous. Talk to me about what's your prep on a quinoa?
I wish I was the one that did it.
Okay. Wife?
I would say, yeah, Stephanie or our nanny for the boys when they're home from school.
We'll fire up
everyone knows to keep a bowl of quinoa in the fridge all week. We have it.
Okay.
And, so I can get back to you with cooking instructions.
Well, I can also the thing is, it's also practice, I think.
It's probably, you're probably not always...
It's not always terrible, mm-hmm. but I don't nail
And you're probably
it.
Not always trying.
Oh, and I am not always trying, because by now I have moved laterally away from the quinoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so what do you do with the quinoa?
Let's say half a cup of quinoa.
Right.
A full, entire large avocado.
Okay.
Smush that up together, mm-hmm. quinoa with avocado.
Oh.
And then in that, I put... my seed concoction.
Oh, right.
That has the, if I'm running late and I need some nourishment and I want to feel like, okay, I don't have time to like really get into it. I'm running through the house. I'll grab an avocado, some quinoa, and then throw some of those seeds in there, mm-hmm. which is already pre-mixed. I put it together every week. And in that is, and sesame seed, those are full, that's full of calcium. Like I said, hemp seeds, chia seeds, all that mixture in there.
Yeah.
Mush it all together and then a little bit of sea salt on top.
Okay.
And Jackie, everybody that I let have a taste of this, they're like, it's so good. It's so delicious and it's so ridiculously healthy.
Well, it actually sounds delicious. It really does.
It's so good.
I love sunflower seeds. And
I eat some every day.
So those collections of seeds and stuff, I'm pro that.
Well, sunflower seeds are not in that mixture.
No.
And it's good to have a handful of nuts a day, and it's always good for it to be mixed nuts.
Okay.
And this is not peanuts.
Right.
This is walnuts, sunflower seeds, pistachios, almonds.
Cashews?
Cashews.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the palm of your hand.
And then that's enough.
That's enough for the whole day. And that's so good for you. And I do that as well.
Okay. Because Andy, he likes cashews. So we mm-hmm. always have cashews.
Sure.
And he'll probably eat like three or four at a crack.
Uh-huh.
And then but like five times a day, which is probably a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's good to have mixed nuts because they bring so many different kinds of nutrients.
To the table.
Yes.
I believe it. I tried something called mush. Have you tried that? It's an oat coconut mix.
I have not had mush.
All right.
Sounds delicious.
Ryan, they were pretty proud of the name.
I can't believe mush hasn't come across my desk yet.
How about this? It's $3. Anyway. But
well, how much? Is it like 5 gallons?
An ounce and a half.
Okay.
It feels like they're really taking me for a buggy ride here when I buy a mush. But
where are you buying a mush?
I'm over at the mall, the fashion mall near.
The fashion mall sells mush?
They have like a coffee shop there. Probably they don't do a pour over, but
your people aren't over
my
there.
My people are not hanging
my
out
God.
There.
I bet you mine aren't either at the fashion mall. Look at me.
I tried a weird coffee there, which I'm told the first time I had it, it was delicious. I thought to myself, this is how it's going to be from now on.
I'll be back.
Next time I tried it, didn't like it. Didn't
diarrhea.
Like it. It has something that you're never going to have, which is ghee. It had butter in it. it.
Uh-huh.
So, and I had heard about it.
Well, there is vegan butter.
There is vegan butter, but yeah. I don't think that they're doing a clarified ghee vegan butter.
I don't think they are either, Jackie. Yeah. Let's go to commercial.
Please check out Tig Notaro's
That's right.
book.
Actually, I do have a book called I'm what? Just a Person.
You are just a person.
I really am.
When did that come out?
When did that come out? Maybe 2015. Took me 4 years to write, and you can read it in one day. And it was the hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Oh, I know. I was just telling somebody that I wanted to have written a book. I don't want to write a book. I want to have written a book and have it really be critically acclaimed. I think about all the things I want about it.
I bet you'd write a great book.
I bet I would.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Calm down.
And but you also, we should tell people about Tig Notaro and Under a Rock, which I watched 2 episodes of, and it made me laugh. Just because it's exactly kind of like I am on the Dork Forest, where I don't know things.
Yeah. What? Who was on the episodes that you watched?
Can't remember. There was a guy from
Cripple or not Cripple Creek.
Dawson's
Creek.
Guy, the Dawson's Creek guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And which he doesn't look anything like he looked in Dawson's Creek. So I never watched Dawson's Creek, but I think.
But you know what they all look like.
I know what I would have been like, oh, that's one of those famous handsome guys from the television.
Yeah. James Vanderbeek.
That was it.
Yeah. That was a fun.
They were both men. The other one was a man as well.
Okay. Was there anything
noticeable
about the episode?
No, I wish.
Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying to you. I wish there's part of me that's willing to, because here we are, minute 40. Got a real clock eater when I start lying. but what I love about it is that you genuinely don't know who anybody is or who these people are. Like, they'll walk in and you're like, it's very nice to meet you.
Yeah. You know, I was doing an interview for Forbes.com the other day and the woman said, do you kind of feel like it's similar to a blind date? Oh. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I've never been on a blind date, but I imagine this is probably what it feels like, because a stranger is walking in. I've never met them. They don't look familiar.
Yeah.
And so I'm just awkwardly saying hello and trying to get to know them. And they happen to be celebrities, but our discussion is not at all about what is your latest project or what was it like working with George Clooney or, you know.
If George Clooney walked in, would you recognize George Clooney?
Yeah. In fact, I saw him walking down a sidewalk one day and I thought, I bet there'd be a lot of people that would be very excited about this.
Keanu Reeves was on our flight to France not long ago.
He was on my flight. Not to France, but on another flight. Yeah, he was sitting right behind me.
That guy.
Flying around.
Flies around, just wants to. We were in economy.
Get places.
He had come to visit economy, I assume. He didn't have a seat. So I
just wanted to show off his face.
Possibly. And just go, does anyone need any help?
Can does I anyone help know anyone? Who I am?
But I liked. The blind date thing is interesting, except for that the person coming in knows more about you than you know about them, right?
Sometimes. There's some people, Wolfgang Puck, the chef, was one of the people, and he didn't know who I was.
And he was talked into it anyway?
Yeah, and you could say, I mean, he was it was really fun to do that interview, because I've heard of Wolfgang Puck. You know, I haven't looked closely at the pizza boxes or the cans of soup.
Right.
And but he wasn't familiar with me. There's people that aren't familiar with me, like Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
Never heard of me in her life. And I don't know why they come on this show.
Right. That's where it confuses me, because if someone were saying, hey, come on this show, you're very successful, she doesn't know who you are, I would look you up. And go, well, am I supposed to know who she is?
Well, maybe they looked me up, or maybe their publicist was just like, oh, maybe you should do this. It could be fun, or this person did it and it was funny, or
right.
But I personally, if somebody reached out to me and told me the concept, I would be there in a heartbeat. I would think that sounds so fun,
right?
And And everybody that's come on the show, obviously they know the premise. They have a, a sense of humor about
it. Right. Nobody's been setting them. Nobody, they're not set up in any way. They
No.
Yeah,
no. That's they're, so they're people say it's a talk show where the host doesn't, you know, follow pop culture and,
right.
and won't know who you are. And in fact, what they do is the producers give me what we've called our face sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And it has about 10 different celebrities' faces with numbers next to the face. No mm-hmm. names, obviously. And then they show me the face sheet. And then I go through and say yes, no, whether or not I've ever seen them.
You can sort of, if you can name them, they're not coming on.
Right.
And then so there
then
might
they
be four
reach
or five
out,
left. Yeah.
The producer, well, I don't know if it's four or five, Jackie. Why'd you pull that random number?
I'm just trying to explain it for the people. I picture about four or five.
And then there's about four or five left. No.
Do you know? Do you often know like most of the people on the page?
No, no. I would say I would know maybe two or three out of 10.
Okay. See, I just guessed it correctly.
Yeah.
Four or five.
Yeah.
It was a conservative.
And then this season, one of the things that amused me the most was there was somebody so well known that even though the producers are used to me skimming past very famous faces, mm-hmm. they're always like, wow, okay, wow, you don't know that person? Mm-mm, nope, nope, mm-mm. Skim past. There was this girl so well known that, and when I skimmed past her face, they thought, there's no way she doesn't know who this is, so we're just going to stick her face on a few more face sheets.
Right.
They put it on five times with five different angles of her face.
Right.
And they said they were just baffled.
Right.
That I didn't know her.
Did she come on and do the show?
She did. She came on
and
did the
aired,
show.
Is it available yet?
Yeah, it is.
And
available.
What is that lady's name?
Her name is Kaylee. I still don't know how to pronounce her.
Right.
Kaylee Cuoco or Cuoco. She's from The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Which is one of the biggest TV shows
that's
of all time.
Big, that's a real big TV show.
Yeah.
People love it.
And I guess she's the highest paid sitcom star on television.
Oh my gosh.
She's big.
Right.
And she was so fun. She was so
just
funny.
Really
she
funny.
Really was. And she just had this attitude that I really appreciated. I love a good ribbing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And she came out and just was good at it. She wasn't trying too hard,
right.
But gave me a good run.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's, she was like, no, nothing. This
yeah, good. She was, I don't know that she would ever necessarily want to work with me, but I did leave there going, I'd work with her.
Oh,
you
there
know?
You go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
That's cool. That's, I love the premise of the show, and
thanks.
I think that it's super fun. And then I should probably tell people, because it is the Dork Forest,
mm-hmm.
let us speak briefly of Star Trek.
Sure.
Discovery.
Sure.
Jet Reno.
Commander Jet Reno.
Oh, that's right. We don't want to, definitely it's Lieutenant Colonel. Yes, let's get your, the rank out there. Commander
Thank you.
Jet Reno. You're in season two.
I am.
Are they, is there a season three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's not done. I mean, when does that start shooting?
That has already started shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm only.
And it's up in Vancouver, right? Or
in Toronto.
Toronto?
I am a recurring character, so I don't want to
right.
mislead anyone here. But I was in maybe half of the second season. Not at all in the first season.
Right.
Half of the second season.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back for the third season, about half of that as well. And it's my favorite type of job where I get to pop in and then pop out.
I'm behind on all media. So we have just been giving CBS $7 a month just to not.
Oh, you have it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we want to just make sure that
I don't even have
it. No, why would you? And
I've seen it. I saw it in person.
You were there.
I was there.
It's but I need to ask if at any time is Commander Reno.
No, you know what? We did get it. I'm lying. We
of
did
course.
Get it.
Why wouldn't you get it?
We didn't have it for the longest time.
Right.
Then we got it, and then my sons have watched it, but they. They don't really care when I'm on the screen. They love it when the spaceships are going through space.
Oh, yeah. Good time spaceships.
Good time spaceships.
Yeah, yeah. Or did you get the Disney Plus?
No.
It's an opportunity to light another $7 on fire every month.
Right.
I downloaded Mary Poppins and watched it on an airplane. It was delightful.
My mother is supposedly in the crowd scene of Mary Poppins when all the different Mary Poppins are... going yeah. to
all the nannies have come up to
get the job
away
to try and get the job
and Mary Poppins comes down like Yondu. Okay, very cool.
Right.
On earth I need to know, have you at any point in your career on Star Trek, because you are an engineer,
sure,
said the words dilithium crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. There we go. All right, we can move back to vegan food.
Wait, why did you ask me that?
Well, that's just the thing that powers the ships.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure they were still being in canon.
You know, it was really funny for me. Can we edit this out, obviously? My wife keeps texting me.
Yeah,
and
I'll go for it.
I just want to make sure.
I'll make a note that everything's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm going to go get some coffee.
Okay, everything's fine. You know, for the most part in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is just fine.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm back. What I was going to say is one of the funniest things that happened. Mm-hmm. Here we are just blabbing about Chris Fairbanks nonstop. One of the funniest things I've ever heard in my... Let's hold for...
No one can hear it. These headphones. I live in a helicopter test area.
Do you?
That's another, I assume. I assume that they're training helicopter pilots at all times.
Is that what we're doing right now with these headphones on? Training.
Right. These headphones are pretty noise reduction, so you don't have to sweat.
All right. Okay, so Chris Fairbanks.
For example.
Chris Fairbanks said one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
I believe it.
And he is so funny. Mm-hmm. He said that on every science fiction show or movie, there's always a line where somebody says, I don't know, it looks like some sort of cocoon. Is that not true? So then I get cast on Star Trek. I fly out to Toronto. And I'm in an episode where there is a cocoon. I could not believe it. I am in a scene where the character Tilly, played by Mary Wiseman, who is just, she's so phenomenal.
Right.
She has to claw her way out of a cocoon. And I do not identify as an actor. It took me forever to get through that scene because I kept laughing as I'm watching Mary claw her way.
They have to reset the cocoon every time you burst?
Yes. And Mary is from, what is it? What is the acting school that?
Oh, like the fancy?
Yeah. The fancy one.
Okay. She's from a fancy acting school. Neither of which, the fanciest. Right.
I'll think
NYU.
Of it.
NYU.
No. The okay. fancier one.
Shakespeare.
The University of Shakespeare.
Right.
And
neither do I identify as an actor.
Juilliard. She's from Juilliard.
Right, right.
And she's so talented. And she's clawing her way out of this slimy cocoon. And I'm there with Anthony Rapp. He's one of the stars of Rent and also Star Trek, in case you don't follow Star Trek. I forgot I have this t-shirt on my shoulder.
Yeah, it's a Dork Forest t-shirt.
Do I have a ponytail? how long have we been recording? And a gray ponytail flies in front of Hibbley. So I'm in this scene with me. It's me and Anthony Rapp. we're staring into a cocoon and Mary is clawing her way out and Anthony and I have to yell. Oh, at one point, she's not in the cocoon. It's like a, is she in there? Is she not in there? Are we hallucinating? It's that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we look in the cocoon. She's not there. And we have to, seriously, because we're acting.
Right.
We have to go, no! And I kept laughing so hard because I'm looking in an empty cocoon.
Right.
And I'm dressed in a spacesuit.
Right.
And I asked Anthony, I was like, so this, you can just do this straight face, yeah. Like yell into a slimy, empty cocoon. And he was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's a gig.
Yeah, that's what I was hired to do. But I do, I love doing the show and everybody is very talented. They're all very
that's
nice.
That's so cool that everybody is sort of like above, like sort of more trained than, and this is more trained than necessary. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at William Shatner, mm-hmm. I get a chance.
Yes.
And, but the acting was, it didn't feel like it was a big part of the, but I love Star Trek and I've always loved all the iterations. So, mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's funny cause, Sarah Silverman was texting me the other day about something. Oh, because I was in Santa Fe doing a show and the guy that plays Spock on the new Star Trek was in Santa Fe and he called me and he said, Tig, this is Ethan Peck.
Right.
Gregory Peck's grandson.
That's right.
And he said, I'm standing here looking at your face on the theater here in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And he was on a road trip and having a drink in a saloon and I went and met him and it's just Commander Random. Jet Reno and Spock having a brew in the saloon in Santa Fe. It was so fun. Anyway, so I posted a picture because I do have Instagram. My cat and I share an Instagram account.
Oh, do you, your cat and you?
Yeah, the real Fluff Notaro.
Oh, and well, allow me to make a note.
Yes, please do. We're at 1804, and which was also a great year. And so Sarah saw that post.
Yeah,
and she texted me, and she also sent a link about me. That she found some article about me. She just got on this. She just started Googling me on Star Trek. And she's like, I can't believe I've never watched this. And then she started watching clips and she was live texting me like people live tweet going, oh my God, this show's incredible. Oh my God, this is so cool. I just watched this clip. And she was just sending articles and clips to me. And I told her, I said, yeah, my friend Leslie also is not, she doesn't follow Star Trek.
Right.
But she was just curious to see me on it. And then she just completely fell for the series.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Sarah's watched all two seasons now.
Right, right. It's, you know, the thing about Star Trek is that it's, I've done, probably in the last 6 months, I've done 4 episodes about Star Trek because there's so many different iterations of it. Mm-hmm. And people love it so.
Mm-hmm.
And it can often take several seasons for it to sort of get that Star Trek feel.
Yeah.
Right? And I would say this about Discovery is by the end of the first season, it had it.
Uh-huh.
It had it got it, I think.
Oh, much you sooner. Watched the first season?
I've seen the first season.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then I turned the television off and I haven't turned it back on.
Okay.
It's very disappointing. Yeah. It's hard to turn it on.
Yeah. I see your TV there.
Do you see the button?
I do.
And for some reason it doesn't go.
Yeah.
It's real hard to do you see we have rabbit ears? We got rabbit ears that are going over there.
I don't see a rabbit. Oh, those are rabbit ears?
Yeah, those are HD rabbit ears.
Okay.
So we have
now
it's gotten
completely braggadocious.
Well, I don't mean to brag, but we do get MeTV just over the air.
What's MeTV?
It's what's available on rabbit ears these days. It mostly shows like old Leave It to Beavers and
wait, what? I don't know what this is. What are you talking about?
MeTV is a channel.
Okay.
And it's sort of like, you know, ABC, CBS, they have regular, there's regular channels, okay, like always. Uh-huh. And then there's UHF channels.
Okay.
Back in the day. And now,
isn't UHF wrestling?
What am I thinking of?
No, I just, I feel like they sound alike. UHF or
WWF?
Oh, maybe that's it.
Worldwide Wrestling. yes. So, but there's, I mean, because we have all of the things, right? Uh-huh. We have Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah, you got
and
buttons
HBO
everywhere.
Go. We got all kinds of buttons. We got Chromecast.
Chromecast.
YouTube. I can watch YouTube. I watched a vampire movie on the big screen.
You get YouTube in here?
We get YouTube in here.
My God.
It's real nice. But it does, it takes like a great will to turn on the television. Anyway, so I haven't watched the second
season. Too many buttons.
Possibly, because I have, there's a switch box over there that goes between.
You got a switch box?
We got a switch box that goes between the Chromecast and the TV itself, which is where the DVR is hooked up to. That's a TiVo, by the way.
I have a very famous line. And you have TiVo? I make fun of TiVo all the time.
Well, if you had gotten it for free, you wouldn't.
No, I would. Absolutely, I would.
What? How do you mock TiVo?
It's not even the funniest thing in the world. But to me, it's the first time I saw TiVo, I was like, "Oh, that'll be a garage sales in 2 years." I mean, right. It's really not the best joke I've ever written.
No, that sounds
great. Thank you. But let me share with you one of my famous lines in our house. I hate to act like a useless person, but I don't push the buttons at my house either.
Right.
And we have a TV. I don't know that we have switch boxes and rabbit ears and all these fancy Star Trek type things.
These are rabbit ears.
Ears, TiVos, switch boxes. But Stephanie asked me to turn on some show or something. And she said, okay, grab the big remote, push this, then
sure.
Or maybe she wasn't home. I can't remember. It was a few years ago, a couple of years ago, and it was for the boys.
Right. They needed to watch something.
Well, they were going to watch some sort of like lullaby thing.
Right. They had a dream.
Yeah. So I she said, grab the big remote, push this button, then grab the little black one, press this, and then do this. And then I said, three remotes for one show? And I don't know that I said it in that inflection, but that's how she says it to me now.
Right.
Whenever we go to turn on the TV, she says,
three remotes?
Three remotes for one show?
Yeah, that's a box of remotes sitting over there.
I see that.
And we got...
buttons.
We got buttons. We got a PS4. Andy was like, well, we can get rid of the DVD player then. And I was like, the great thing about the DVD player is that it just plays DVDs. I know exactly how to work it.
Okay, so you're not good with buttons. Andy good at buttons?
No, which is why neither of us watch any television. We've seen The Mandalorian, which is, did you see that?
No.
It's half man, half DeLorean.
Oh, that makes sense.
A guy who's a car. No, it's a Star Wars thing. And it's very much a cowboy in space Star Wars thing.
Okay.
It's very, there's two episodes. There's probably been a total of 100 lines in the entire series so far. Nobody's talking. A lot of good music.
I'd be good at that. I'm not good at remembering lines.
Right. It would be fun. Brian Posehn was in the first episode.
Oh.
Yeah. He played a land speeder taxi driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
Does he have a big part?
No. No, he was killed almost immediately. Spoiler alert.
Not in real life.
Guess what? Not in real life. And I did that backwards. So you don't say then spoiler alert. Nobody's been alerted.
Nerd alert.
Okay. Here's what you should know. It's been an hour.
Oh, okay.
So if there's anything, if I wanted to
getting kicked out of the forest.
Yeah, get out. It's a what plant-based. What's been the hardest part of it? Has there been any part of it that's hard?
No, not at all. People think that, you know, they'll say, do you mind if I eat this steak? Or do you mind if I eat this in front of you? Mm-hmm. Is it going to tempt you? The knowledge that I have about what is going on with meat and dairy.
Right.
I have information that I will never unlearn.
Right.
Also, there are plant-based options for everything, from donuts to dairy, creamer type stuff.
Sure.
Ice cream, burgers, you know, if you're wanting comfort or junk food.
Right. But like if you're missing a specific food, you're like, I wish I had had shrimp.
Yeah.
I love shrimp.
They make shrimp.
They make shrimp. It's made out of yam.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
There is a restaurant that is one of my favorites ever in the country. And it is called Viva La Vegan.
Okay.
It is so delicious. And you go to this shady part of town where you think there is no possible way you're on the right track.
Right.
And you're on the right track. And there's just a cardboard piece of paper with a handwritten sign that says Viva La Vegan. You go in and there's burglar bars on the windows. Right. You go in. It is, have the shrimp po' boy.
Really?
And you tell me if it isn't the most delicious thing you've eaten.
Well,
if they don't do a beautiful job at mimicking shrimp, and it sounds weird or possibly gross, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. And I am definitely actually going to download Happy Cow because I'm off to Boston and Philly this weekend.
Great.
So I will look up a vegan place.
Okay. Well, this is a chain, what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
For Boston. It's also in New York and LA.
Okay.
It's called By Chloe.
How do you just
B-Y.
B-Y. C-H-L-O-E?
Yes.
Okay.
You go get yourself a meatball sub.
All right.
You text me the first bite in your little bird beak. Okay? And you tell me if that isn't utterly delicious, Jackie Cation.
I will.
Jackie Marie Cation.
It's Sue. Just in case anybody wanted to find me on Venmo. What? We began with money. We're leaving with money.
I'm leaving empty-handed because I gave you the money back.
Well, don't imply that I take the money back.
No, I'm going to mail you $100 for all that you do.
Everybody, take care of each other out there.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?